Take your Bible, please, and find Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, our text this morning, verses 7 through 10. Next Sunday, we will conclude our journey through Paul's letter to the churches of Galatia. But this morning, chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. So we look toward the Olympic Games that will be held in Beijing in just a few weeks. Suppose I said that a person could become an Olympic gold medalist in the Beijing Games and yet have not spent a single minute in the last few years in training. Now, what would you say? You'd say, well, preacher, you may know something about the Bible, but you don't know anything about track and field. And you'd be right. What if I said to you, a person can eat a diet over many, many months and years, high in fat and calories, and at the same time lose weight? You'd say, well, you must be on dope, preacher. You can't eat that way and at the same time lose weight. Suppose I said to you, a person could climb to the top of a 50-story skyscraper and there, without aid of a parachute on his back or a safety net below, jump from that from the top of that 50-story skyscraper and land without injuring himself. You'd say, how foolish. And we know those are foolish things to say because we all know this. We know that actions have consequences. Now, the message of Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10 is simply this. Actions have consequences. And so I invite you to take the Word of God and follow along as I read these four verses for us for our consideration this morning. Paul writes, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Paul is writing to the Galatian Christians and he's simply saying, whatever actions you make, they have consequences. Now, let's think about this text together. And I want you to see four principles that come out of this text for our consideration this morning, because these principles are given to us to conform us to the likeness of the Lord Jesus, to make us holy, to make us Christ-like. Now, here's the first principle found in verse 7. God, who does not change, has established laws which are immutable. The Bible says that our God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the immutable God, and our immutable God, our changeless God, has established in His creation certain laws. And these laws do not change as well. For instance, in the physical realm, if we take water and we bring it down to 32 degrees Fahrenheit or lower, it will become ice. That is a physical law which God has established. If we take water and we bring it to 212 degrees Fahrenheit, it becomes steam. That is a physical law which God has established. The same thing is the law of gravity. When a person steps off the top of a 50-story skyscraper, he doesn't defy the law of gravity. He simply demonstrates the law of gravity. And throughout the cosmos, God has established certain physical laws which govern our universe. We don't break these laws. We simply break ourselves on them if we defy them. Now, in the same way, while there are physical laws which God has established, there are also spiritual laws which God has established in His universe. And we find it spelled out for us here in this passage of Scripture. This is what we are calling the law of the harvest. Now look again in verse 7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. That's the law of the harvest. Now let me give it to you. I hope you'll jot this down for further consideration. A man reaps what he sows. A man reaps later than he sows. A man reaps more than he sows. But he always reaps what he sows. Now think about it of the world of farming. If a farmer goes out in the springtime to plant a crop of corn, if he sows corn, when the harvest comes in, he's not going to harvest cotton or soybeans or peanuts. If you sow corn, you will reap corn. Now, you reap what you sow. And you reap later than you sow. No farmer would go out one spring day and plant a field with corn and expect to reap the harvest that afternoon or the next week. There is the time of planting, there's the time of germination, there's the time of sprouting, there's the time of harvest. And there's a season of weeks and weeks between when you plant, oftentimes months, when you plant and when you reap. And so you reap what you sow. You sow corn, you reap corn. You reap later than you sow. You sow in the spring, you reap in the fall. And you reap more than you sow. One grain of corn planted in the earth will produce a stalk of corn that will have many kernels of corn on that stalk of corn. And so the law of the harvest is this. We reap what we sow. We reap more than we sow. We reap later than we sow. But we always, always, without fail, always reap what we sow.